Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to an episode of Sex and Happiness, a show that always brings you something new, something totally different to consider about your own sex and your own happiness, and hopefully gets you sexier and happier. And today, I'm very excited. I have a very special guest. Many of you have heard before about my trips to Jamaica and to Hedonism to Resort. I've done at least 5 programs that had something to do with hedonism way back when I first went with the Erotico Film Festival. And then each year after that, I've interviewed somebody or something that had to do with hedonism too. So today, the show is going to be about that because my guest is Harry Lang. And Harry, after graduating from Harvard Business School, spent 29 years in financial services industry, and then he retired in 2012. After that, he bought the majority interest in Hedonism 2 in 2013. And he bought it because it was his favorite resort in the world. Of course, he's going to tell us more about that. And so it's his only business now, and he spends most of his time there. So I today am interviewing Harry Lang, who is the chairman of Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. Harry, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Lori.
It's my pleasure to have you. You're one of my favorite people since I met you at Hedonism. So
you're a lot of fun when you're there, too.
Thank you. So let's talk a little bit about it. You know, you were a person in the financial world. You were somebody who, you know, I guess had a dream career in finance and services, and you retired and then chose to put your money and your time and your energy into a clothing optional wild resort in Jamaica. You got to be a special person to do that. Tell us a little bit about that. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about your former career and how you moved into finding hedonism.
Well, I said I was in the financial services for 29 years, and during that time, the financial services industry and my company, it grew dramatically. So fortunately, that put me in a good financial position to retire in comfort. But for about 8 years before that, I've been coming as a guest to Hedonism. I was going with a group called Fluffernutters, always for my birthday. And I always had, you know, a great time there. And it became my favorite place in the world to visit. The resort started to get a little bit run down. And just about the time I was retiring, I heard that it was coming up for sale. And that was, the timing was actually perfect because I just had retired and cashed out of my old company. And somehow it was amazing that it worked out. So it's a, you know, it's a dream come true. I have to kind of pinch myself every day. You can't imagine that owning a fun place like that.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, really, you have a dream lifestyle. You know, the kind of things they show on that television show, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I mean, you get to entertain all these people in a place that is like Disneyland for adults.
Yes, and entertaining is probably the right word because I'm not like most business owners like that. You know, I hang out like a regular guest. You know, I ride the bus in from the airport, stay in a regular room, get out, party naked with all the people, and the people didn't know I was the owner. They would never guess. Over time, everybody does figure it out. It's not trying to hide it, not trying to be like undercover boss, but I don't think I have any errors or anything. I just feel like a very lucky guest that happens to own the place.
That's an amazing way to look at it, Harry. You know, I've noticed that when you show up in the room, usually, I'll go back to my previous experience in corporate America. When the CEO shows up in the room, people usually straighten right up. They straighten their ties and their jackets, and they push down like any wrinkle in their skirt. When you show up on the premises, when you show up by the pool or on the dance floor, everybody is so excited. They just like raise their glasses and they toast to you because you're so real. I noticed that the very first time. I think the first time I met you, we had a swing dance together. And then somebody, we were in the disco, and somebody said, he owns this place.
And most people would be very surprised if they're there for the first time or meeting me for the first time. But so I don't go around advertising it. I do tell people, though, if it looks like they're spilling out the guts and they might later be embarrassed to know that they said all that to the owner, then I'll tell them. But otherwise, they'll find out, and I don't think they should treat me any differently. But I just don't want them to be embarrassed and think, oh, what did I say? But other than that, I never introduce myself as the owner.
Yes, I understand that. I think your approach to business is very unique, to say the least, and easygoing. And I'm sure, look, if you were in the financial industry for 29 years, I know that you are a numbers cruncher. You have to be a numbers cruncher to a certain extent, having come from that background. So I can't imagine that you aren't diligent about the business aspect. It's just that your demeanor and your manner in terms of dealing with your employees and dealing with your guests is so chill. It's so Jamaican.
But even on the number crunching side, I'm not running it to maximize profits here. And it's not. You know, I'm really particular about customer service. I want people to think we're a five-star customer service. The hedonism, too, is old. It's 34 years old. So it had been run down. I've fixed up a lot, but maybe not to a five-star standard, maybe 3+ or 4 or something like that. But I want the customer service and the partying and everything like that to be five-star. And other hotel owners, I'm brand new, of course, to this industry of owning anything like that. They think I'm crazy, the amount I spend on food and alcohol and parties and things, but like I said, I'm not in it to make a huge return, and my first priority is getting our guests and our staff really moving again and get the vibe going, and then I'll worry about making money somewhere down the road.
Well, I think it's amazing. Very rare that one would meet a CEO of such a big operation, coming from also such a big operation in financial services before that, with that kind of an attitude, Harry. It's just really amazing. And I've acknowledged you many times for it. I mean, not in public. Right now on my radio show, I'm acknowledging you in public. But I have said to you that I'm not a long-term hedonism goer. My first experience there was just 4 years ago, so I guess you could still call me a hedo newbie. But even in the 4 years, in the 2 years since you've taken it over, so much has changed. The whole place has been remodeled. The staff seems happier than ever. The guests seem happier than ever. I mean, there were so many things that were running down. I'll just talk about the showers, for example. Either people were on one side where it was always cold water, or they were on the other side of the resort where it was always scalding. And now, now the water works.
Yeah, water works, and air conditioning works, and I did add a lot of people, too. And when the resort was full, there used to be 280 rooms there. You know, so you get 560 guests when they're full. And they used to have 330 employees to serve the 560 guests. But I moved it to 380. So at the same level of occupancy of 50 more people working there. So if you can get better service, there are extra concierge route, extra bartenders, just so people can get what they want. They're not around waiting for a drink or have, you know, trying to find their key or something. We'll go run and have another one made for them. So I just wanted to be, I said, first class for service. And I'm particular. I've traveled hotels all around the world, and I don't want to be second to anyone in terms of service, because that's something that Jamaicans are good at, and I understand. And if you see what I do day to day, and you see me out there, but the things I'm doing day to day are little tiny, tiny items. We've got to clean this up. We've got to put a better sign there. We've got to do this little tiny thing. So that's what I think makes first-class service.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you for doing that. Well, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, I want to talk about why people come back year after year after year after year, why they make hedonism their premier vacation spot. That's the thing that I think you have a unique slant on, and so that's what I want to talk about. And then we'll, later on a little bit, we'll talk about why somebody who's never dared to go there would want to come. And I want them to hear it specifically from you. So, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And today I'm interviewing Harry Lang, and Harry is the CEO, chairman of Hedonism 2 Resort in Jamaica. And this is a rare interview. It's just a wonderful interview with a person who really cares about people traveling to his place. So stay tuned. We're coming right back with more information.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Harry Lang. Harry's the chairman of Hedonism 2 Resort. And in the first segment, Harry was talking about his attitudes about increasing service, wanting people to feel like when they come there, they're really taken care of. And so now I want to talk about why people do come back year after year. I mean, there are people, yourself included, who have been going there for years. Why do people go back to, I mean, it's crazy. People travel the world, but then all they talk about is hedonism. Harry, why do people come back to hedonism all the time, year after year, many times a year?
Yes, and like I said, that's how I was also a guest. Just continually came back. And even though I'd talked in the last segment about service, I was one of the gung-ho people. I would have come back year after even if the place burned down. I would have stayed on the sand. I was that dedicated. And a lot of guests are probably like that. A lot of it's the other guests, it's the people there. The staff also, but I'd say it's just the people you meet there, how most people there, it seems like, kind of feels their home. They're kind of owners of it, too. This is their place. That's where they are. And the place is, what really makes it special is part of the resort, the nude side of the beach, the pool, and the hot tub, you're actually required to be naked. It's clothing optional on the other parts of the resort, and then, of course, you have to wear clothes at meals and other places. But the part where you have to be naked, that's the part where most of the people hang out. And there is something special about that, which is kind of hard to explain at first or think about for people that haven't been there. But when you're naked, that takes away all pretense. It turns out that the clothes you have and the cars you drive and things really kind of define like your status in life or something like that. But when people are naked, they're truck drivers, circuit court judges, airline pilots, doctors, I think number one profession there, school teachers, just everyone. And we're just people. We come from all different parts of the world. We got Europeans there, South Americans, a few Asians, Canadians, and U.S. citizens. But when you're there, it doesn't really matter, where you're from, how rich you are, or anything like that. And it's amazing how many friends you make. Most regular guests like me, the majority of the friends we have in the world now are people we met there. And even when we're not at hedonism, we keep up with them in our hometowns or home areas.
That's really a testament to the place. And I understand that. I mean, it's funny. I've been hanging out on nude beaches most of my life. I think the first time I ever went to a nude beach, I was 22 years old, and it was Black's Beach in San Diego that you have to climb down near La Jolla. You have to climb down all these cliffs to get there. And I remember being really shy and being really scared, but I went. And then I had this experience of swimming without a bathing suit and being in the sunbathing, without a bathing suit. And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. And then for years I went to Martha's Vineyard, to the nude beach near Gay Head. And so I know this thing you're talking about where you meet people and because they don't have on their Rolex watches and they don't have their cars, you can't say, oh, this one's driving this and this one's a truck driver, this one's driving a Mercedes. You can't see any of that about them. All you can see is their birthday suit. There's no thing to keep people separate. Like there's no separators, there's no class structure, there's just people skyclad hanging out on the beach. So
it's true, and it's even more special at hedonism because I said you're required to be naked in those certain sections. And I think that makes a big difference because I think if you're naked on a nude beach but other people aren't, you could feel maybe people are looking at you. Or if your family's on the beach, so when it's adults only, all there just to meet other people, then there's really no reason to ever be nervous or scared. And people aren't looking at you because everybody's naked. If you had clothes on, people would be looking at you.
Yeah, I think you're right, the requirement. And I remember being really impressed the first time I went there, and there were two people sitting on the chaise lounges on the nude side. And I think the woman was topless and the guy had his shorts on. And I remember seeing the guards who work at the resort coming over and removing them from the beach. I thought, wow, these people are being removed because they have their clothes on.
But I think that's important, though, because I think we're the only resort like that that is required to be naked in that section. That's what I think makes all the difference. There are a lot of people I don't think would be comfortable being naked if other people had clothes on. But when everybody is the same, then it's amazing how easy it is that most people worry about it and they say, my wife or husband never get naked, but within 10 minutes arriving, they're there, and they never think about it again. Before they're ready to go home, they wonder what they have to ever wear clothes again for.
Exactly. It's quite amazing, really quite amazing. So, okay, so that's one of the secrets. Another secret is the service. I also remember feeling that I've never met happier staff, like anywhere. The staff, you don't have disgruntled staff. You know how we have people going postal in the United States when they hate their job. Most people go to their job and they watch the clock and they can't wait to get work over with. And it seems like the staff at your resort are the happiest people on the planet, whether it's the entertainers, the bartenders, the waiters and the waitresses, the front desk staff, the people who take you to your room. I guess you would call them the bellhops. These are the happiest people, the massage therapists. How do you do it?
Well, part of it, they started very happy people. I think they're happy even as a culture, I think Jamaicans are. And the ones at Hedonism already were, you know, good attitudes when I decided to buy it. I wouldn't have bought it if it was bad attitudes, because it's so hard to change a culture like that. But they've gotten way happier, I think, since I've taken over, because I do pay them a little better than other places, and we share in a tip pool based on revenue, and our resort's now doing better than other places. So they earn a little bit more, but mostly they like the energy that our guests do. It's a lot more fun if you're an entertainer trying to get a volleyball game going and everyone's jumping up naked line to participate than two people sitting in the lounge chair that don't even look your direction. It's just a more fun place to work, and every time I walk down the beach, people from other resorts, their staff, their housekeepers, their bartenders, their coordinators are asking me how I can get a job at Hedonism. So we are the place to work. People know that. And so, but it's their energy, too. Once you get such high energy that even when their job is done, we have staff housing for quite a few of them. You go back there, they're still laughing and jumping and partying on their own, even after they've been doing it for 15 hours during the day. So, and a lot of them just come in on the day off. They just want to be there. So, yeah, it's really high-energy, enthusiastic staff we've got.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I noticed also that you have, for people who don't know, and I'll just explain this, there's a main dining room where pretty much everybody eats, but there are two restaurants on the premises. And, oh, by the way, did we say this is all-inclusive? So it's not like the two restaurants on the premises you have to pay extra to go to. You simply have to make reservations in them because they're much smaller than the main dining room. And I remember always, whenever I'm in the Italian restaurant, I think it's called Pastafaria.
Yeah, Pastafari.
Pastafari. And they always serve the meal and say each course, and they say this is this course and it is served with love from Jamaica or Jamaican love. They always say this is served with love, and the smile on everybody's face is amazing. Like, I can feel the love.
Yeah, that's, yeah. See, the thing that's changed even since you were there is we're expanding the other eating area out on the Prude Beach Nude Grill. And we're going to have another restaurant where the temporary tent was during construction. But now we're going to have enough eating place that you're not going to have to make a reservation for anywhere anymore, which will just save some time. So that's the little types of things trying to do. And as you said, it's all-inclusive. So all the different food choices, and we have food served 20 hours a day, and all kinds of alcohol, including, you know, the real high-end things like Grey Goose and Silver Patron, tequila. Those are all included for free. And there's no tipping. And we're pretty tough on that. There's no tipping allowed at all for anything, for the person making up your room, for the bartenders. It makes life easier for everyone. Like I said, we pay a percentage of our total sales into a huge tip pool that people all participate in, so that people don't have to worry about carrying around dollar bills or someone getting better service if they tip more. That's another part in part two, that, you know, people are all the same, and I want them to be treated the same by staff. Just, you know, I don't want it where someone fit more, or they're some kind of premier member, the gold band, and they get better service. So everyone gets top service without any tipping, without any certain membership program.
Great, great stuff, Harry. Really great stuff. Well, we're going to take another break here. And when we come back, I want to talk about why somebody should come if they've never been there. And then I also want to talk about any, you know, how this increases people's sex and happiness and any tip that you might have to give our listeners. So those are a couple things to think about. We're going to take a short break. If you just tuned in, again, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. I have the pleasure today, actually, to be interviewing Harry Lang. He's a rare individual, and I'm sure if you're listening to this, you may get some business tips from listening to how Harry treats his staff and what he thinks about in terms of service. That may increase your sex and happiness. So hopefully you're sitting at the edge of your chair. We'll be right back.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When?
October 15th to the 22nd.
Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Wow, sex magic. Laurie Handler's sex magic.
The workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to let go.
That's pretty cool.
That shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex
miracle. That she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with, and there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time, so that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic, I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on workshops, and find out more about sex magic. It's magical.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. And today I am really having a great time interviewing one of my favorite people, Harry Lang, who happens to run one of my favorite places to go. I'm one of those people that started to go 4 years ago, was nervous to go, heard about it for years, thought it was just a place for swingers where people just swap their wives and swap their husbands, didn't have any clue, was very scared to go to something like that, went to Hedonism and thought, I'm having the time of my life here. Why was I afraid to go? And now I try to bring as many people as I can because I have such a great time there. So this is the man who's in charge of all of it. So, Harry, a couple things. One is, I didn't ask you this before, but when you left, you know, you're still very well connected in the business world. Have you gotten any snide remarks or have you gotten any flack from business or other businesses or people that you knew in the past who didn't go to hedonism? I mean, have people changed their attitude towards you since you bought hedonism? Is there any kind of a, you know, is there any pushback or anything? Do you have any regrets?
Oh, definitely no regrets. I have actually cut a lot of ties because people, and I think secretly they wish they could go, but they know they can't. So they kind of act like they look down on me, or but they don't know the place, you know, so I don't really worry about that. But it
That's
was funny, though, that Harvard Business School, we had our 30th reunion 2 years ago, and they asked me to give a speech on a second career. They thought mine was the best and the most interesting career change ever among the Harvard Business School graduates, so I got standing room only crowd to tell what it goes like from managing one of the world's largest mutual funds to owning and running the world's most fun and craziest resort. So I really do not have much contact with the business world except once in a while like that, and everybody wants to know about it. I just tell them to come and try it out.
Harry, that's great. I applaud you. That's wonderful. You know, I just have to tell you a quick similar story. After I last saw you, I went to my 50th high school reunion in New York on Long Island, and I was recognized as well as one other person, two people in my high school class, in my graduating class of 750. There were about 200 people at this reunion. They acknowledged me for the work that I do in the world in helping people with their sex and their happiness. And then one person stood up and toasted me and said that I had the absolute best career that they had ever heard of, and I got a standing ovation.
All right. You deserve it. You do.
So we have similar reunion stories. Let's move to
you were asking about how the people come the first time, and I'd say people are almost everyone's very nervous the first time they go. You know, they're not sure how they're comfortable about being naked, and you hear it's a swinger place, and what if people are trying to force them to have sex, or are they going to be left out at like a big orgy there all the time? And that's what that false part is there, that for many reasons, that there are swingers there. I'd say the ones that you'd think of as swingers, like the swinger TV shows and things, that's probably less than a third of the guests. There are other ones that you like to be a little bit, I used to call exhibitionists, or you like to watch people and things like that, and that'd probably be another third or so. And then there's a third who range all the way from they just love hanging on the beach and they may never get naked to the ones that will dabble around the pool, but they're not going to, you know, have sex in front of other people or things like that. So the majority of the sex you see there is just couples with themselves. But there is plenty of opportunity, though, for people who are looking for swapping with other singles or other couples. And it does happen. It happens most of the time in the playroom or closed doors and things like that. But no one ever pushes anyone else into doing it because there's always someone else to find. Why would, you know, singles or couples push on you if you weren't into it when they can find several other people who would be all over it? You know, so no one ever feels any pressure and rarely even asks. They can just kind of tell, I guess, whether people have some interest in that. So there's no pressure on that, but it is an exciting environment, and the people, a lot of them go back year after year and never swap with another couple, but they always like to just be out there and watching it and have people watch them, and they say it's the best sex between themselves that they have there, and like for the next 3 or 4 months after leaving hedonism, just thinking about all the things they saw and possibly things they participate in. But the main thing is that I think it strengthens so many marriages and makes couples really understand the sexuality better, having been in a really erotic environment like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a very high sexually charged environment. And also, we didn't talk about the mirrors on the ceiling. Having those mirrors on over the beds.
Oh, yes. Yeah. One of the things that's important in the rooms is having mirrors. I was originally working with another designer when they were upgrading the rooms, and It wasn't sure why we need a mirror on the ceiling and a mirror in the front of the bed, too, a huge one, and on the side, so like for dressing, first and in the bathroom. But I said, no, the mirror is important. The original designer was going to try to put a TV in the middle in front of the bed. And I said, no, you're crazy. And I got rid of that designer. No, I ended up making a special mirror for the front. You know, the TV is off to the side, and no one watches it except for the couple of the free porn channels, I guess. But you can catch up on the news, I guess, if you need to. But the mirrors, I think, are important. That's another erotic thing that people quite often don't have at home. So even just a couple by themselves at bed, they can see things and they can show off to each other, you know, mirror in the front and the mirror on the ceiling. So that's important, a staple that will never go away at Hedo.
Yeah, it's a really great aspect. It really is a great aspect. So a new person who's considering coming should know that there's no pressure. There's a lot of things they can see and or experience if they choose to. They can just come down and be part of the energy of the place and feel the eroticism of just being in a nude, charged environment. And then there's other things like in private where they can have their mirror experience in their room rather than the TV. So I love that. I love all that. I really encourage people to come. Actually, some of the couples that have come with me over the last 3 years have said that everything about their sex life and their intimacy has improved as a result of things they've seen there and then discussed. So
yes, that's what I think. I agree.
Go ahead.
People that do see there, and they, you know, the big thing is just during the day. Daytime, there's a big pool party in the nude pool. Everybody's naked. Maybe 300 people out there. DJ's going. You know, guests. A lot of women are jumping up on the pool deck and dancing around, and people, you know, out in the pool have ping pong balls and beach balls and squirt guns, and you know, just a bunch of people acting like kids. And one of the other things that I didn't mention, maybe you haven't either, is that everybody's accepted. Not only is it all different jobs and society and cultures, but all different ages and all different sizes. You know, it's not like everybody is a model there and you're going to feel terrible if you're like 20 pounds overweight. It's like going to your Target store, Macy's store, just imagine everybody there naked. That's what it's like. They're obese people, they're model type people, and typical people just like everyone else. They're all could lose 10 or 20 pounds, and you don't even think about that. So that's another thing not to worry about, that, you know, you shouldn't be thinking everyone there is going to be, you know, Playboy model as a 20-year-old. That's not the case.
Not at all. And plus, there's people of different races and different cultures. And there's people with tattoos and people without tattoos. There's people with piercings and not piercings. There's people who have an amputated arm sometimes or have had a mastectomy. It really doesn't matter. Everybody's there and they're having a great time.
Yeah, and that's the magic about the place.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of adults acting like teenagers out in the pool.
So, Harry, my last question for you is, do you have any tips for people's sex and happiness? Any sex and happiness tip that you can possibly give to my listeners as a takeaway?
Well, one of the tips I'd give is before you arrive, you should kind of think of what kind of limits you'd want or what kind of things you might want to try. You know, try with each other, try with others, and if you like to, sex in the playroom. There's a playroom open every night, too, where they have a lot of single-size beds for couples who want to play by themselves, and then a couple of bigger matches that maybe you want to be joined by someone else. So do you want to be there and have sex and have people on other matches watching you? You don't allow people to stand around watching the other naked people and other ones. Or but you should usually come up with some kind of limits. Or if you don't mind if your partner, you know, kisses or licks the breast of someone, you know, a stranger. Is that okay? Or is that not okay? Or maybe you've been left self-smile. Is it okay to do a soft swap or full swap? You should have a limit probably before you go. Then once you go there after a day or two, you should revisit that. Maybe you've seen some things that maybe you would like to try. You should always have those things decided ahead of time rather than afterwards say, oh, it's not really a place of jealousy. You know, people get excited seeing their partner have fun with however they decide to do it. But it's good, as I said, to come in with rules, limits, and also fantasies, too. I'd like to be blindfolded, whatever it is. You come up with the ideas first and then revisit a couple times once you've seen and tried more things. But make sure you and your partner are always on the same page.
That's awesome. I think that people should do that for everything. One other thing, you know, we didn't talk about, but I want to say this because all the women in my group always comment about it, and that it's a place where in the evening, like at dinner time or right after dinner time, you can buy some of the sexiest, hottest clothing from catalogs or the internet or from different stores at home. And this is a place where you can actually wear it. So women can dress the sexiest, hottest, most amazing way they can conceive of, and they're not thought of as negative, sluts, cheap, or as whatever. Like, people actually give them kudos left and right, and there are prizes for the best costumes and often the sexiest costumes. So it's a place where people can really strut their stuff, both men and women, but women really, really get off to dressing up there, and it's a different kind of dress-up than it is like going to a Christmas party or something. You can really, you can play out your fantasy wardrobe. And
if you aren't really into S&M, you can still show up at dinner with chains and collars on and whips, and just as props or whatever. You have blindfolds or sheer outfits or nipple jewelry, whatever you have that you never wear anywhere else. And people, when they take it home, they have probably a box of suitcases that are keto wear because you're right, you can't wear this anywhere else.
Exactly. Well, I have that, so I know other people have that too. All right. Well, I'm gonna make a little plug now. You can go to Hedonism any time of the year. It's open 365 days a year. You can go to the website hedonism.com to find out what groups and who is going and the themes, because every week has a theme. What themes are happening all year round. And if you want, if you're listening to this show and you've never been to Hedonism and you feel a little goosey about going by yourself or with your partner by yourselves, you can certainly come with me. My week is usually in October, but we're working on expanding that. I'm working on getting larger groups together and expanding that because I, for one, want to be there more. So the way for me to go more is to get more people who want to go with me. And I teach Tantra there pretty much every day in the middle of the day. Sometimes that's the time that it showers. You know, there's a little, when I'm there, sometimes there's a little rain shower, and it's a perfect time to be studying an hour and a half of Tantra. So I'm putting in that plug. My time next year is 2016, is in October. I believe it's October 15th to the 22nd, and I'd love to have you come with me and join my group for Tantra Week at Hedonism. So, Harry, thank you so much for being my guest today. It is such a pleasure reconnecting.
Well, thank you, Lori.
Yeah, really a pleasure talking to you and finding out, like, the inside scoop, because this is the inside scoop with somebody who's in the know at this world-famous resort. I acknowledge you, and I thank you so much.
Thank you.
And everybody, please stay tuned in next time when I'll have another amazing guest who will add to your sex and your happiness. This is Laurie Handlers signing off.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.